Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Harplin Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on mindset and wellness for sensitive souls. So welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. If you're new here, then welcome to the love tribe. And if you're returning, then hello. I'm so happy to have you back. Today, we are focusing on a brand new topic, and we are talking all about feminine wellness. Yes, as we know, March is Women's Month, but whenever you decide to tune in is the time that you need to hear this information, right? All right, so what are we going to talk about for this series? Well, when it comes to feminine wellness, I think it's so important that we're aware of how we can best take care of our bodies. And I think as women, especially as we start to get a little bit older, it seems like there's not that much information for us. And that is intentional. Over time, you know, a lot of health and medical information and nutrition and all of that was really catered more towards the men of our world, the masculine. And it has been really challenging for women to really understand and know how to best take care of their bodies. Now, I will say that I believe that way long ago, back when it was a little bit more ancient times, women were very, very in tune with their bodies. They had so much medicine that they had learned and discovered and created for themselves, whether it was through different plants or herbs or fruits or whatever it was, and women knew what to do, right? And they're very in tune. And it seemed like there was this, I hate to say it, the patriarchy, but there was very much this masculine takeover of the whole feminine essence of things. And ever since, things have just been out of balance. You know, women for a very, very long time actually ruled a lot of things, but at the very least took care of their tribes, took care of their communities. And so it's so crazy to me that now we're in this world, we're in this space where we're like, I feel so disconnected with myself and I don't even know who I am anymore. And it's just crazy that now we're in this space. As time has passed on, you would think we would all be advancing and evolving, and it really hasn't been that way for women. But I see that changing. I see more awareness around it now because women are like, no, I need help. You shoving birth control in my face is not going to be the cure and answer to all of my problems, right? And every time I would go to the doctor, maybe they would prescribe some kind of medication, or they say, well, you can get on to birth control and that can help you with your hormones or whatever. But I knew that was not an option for me personally, because I had been on birth control before at one point in my life, and it made me very depressed. It made me feel like a zombie. It made me feel just so out of tune with my body, and it was not for me. So every time I would leave the doctor feeling like, you know, I've shared all of the stuff where I don't even want to say I'm dealing with these things, or it almost feels kind of embarrassing, right? We almost feel embarrassed to say, hey, something's not right. and I say all that, and then you're like, oh, well, sorry, that's all I got for you. I still would have to go back home and do research and find things to help me, whether it's changing my diet, changing my lifestyle, changing my mindset, whatever it was. I still learned how to take care of my body, but it was not from a doctor. And I'm not saying doctors are bad. We need doctors. But I'm highlighting the fact that whenever we're struggling with things as a woman, it seems almost impossible just to get information to help us. And it shouldn't be that hard, right? So that is why I want to pour into you ladies for this month. I want to really support us into focusing on taking the best care of our bodies, but not just our bodies, taking care of our mind, taking care of our emotions, and also taking care of our energy, our feminine energy, and knowing how important that is, especially when we live in a very masculine world, right? Now, if you're new to this podcast, I would highly suggest that you tune in and listen to my other feminine series where I talk about womb healing, where I focus on healing divine feminine energy, healing divine masculine energy, because we do need both to stay in balance. And I think you'll find that a lot of that information is really, really helpful and can help make so much more robust information for you. But this month in particular, I want to focus on the wellness aspect for us, okay? All right, so now that I've shared my story, what is feminine wellness? Okay, so when it comes to feminine wellness, we want to focus on our bodies, but not just our bodies, our womb space. And in that womb space, there is so much more that's there. It's eating the right foods that are for your womb, but it's also connecting to that. I believe that it is a woman's other brain. Like, we have our brain in our head, we have our gut brain, but the womb brain is also there as well. And you don't hear a lot about that, but it is very much so another area of your deeper intuition. So your womb space is really important, and building a connection to that and releasing any resentment we might hold towards that, just because sometimes it can feel unfair being a woman, everything that we have to deal with when it comes to our cycles and pregnancy and, you know, kind of carrying a lot of the weight of the world. It can feel like, oh, I wish I wasn't having to deal with all this. But when you really, really understand and get in tune with yourself, and you know why everything is the way that it is, and when you're in balance with yourself, there is so much incredible beauty to being a woman. The complexities of who we are, our unique design, how we're able to process information differently from a man's brain. It's just amazing. How we're able to really be the portals of life, whether we choose to or not. It's the most incredible thing on the planet. And we don't even know how to operate this machine sometimes because the world operates off of other things that don't really support us, and you have to feel like you almost fight against it in a way, right? So feminine wellness, yes, going back to your womb space, connecting to your womb, but also making sure that we're taking care of things through feminine hygiene, that we're not using harsh products, that we're not perfuming it to death, that we are using the best things for our bodies, because it's so sensitive. It is so, so sensitive, right? So we want to make sure that we take the best care of that, and drinking plenty of water, just getting nice and cleansed, right? But besides the womb space, our entire feminine body, the breasts, the body itself, our physical health, making sure that we're eating the right foods. And for me, I learned a lot about the liver when it comes to balancing our hormones, where your liver stores that extra excessive amount of estrogen, which we are exposed to estrogen all over this place. It's in the plastic, it's in the products, it's in the chemicals, it's in our beauty products, it's in our foods, it's everywhere. And so, yeah, you are probably going to have more estrogen than you would like to, and men do as well. So we can see there's definitely something going on here. And when we don't eat the right foods, when we don't eliminate what's within our bodies, that liver holds on to that estrogen. And when the liver gets so backed up, it actually creates more fat cells because the fat cells are actually converted from toxins. Isn't that amazing? To protect the body. So I'm like, whoa, whoa. Why isn't that taught to me in health class? None of that is taught. It's just, ugh. Anyways. So learning more about your body, what your body needs, the right foods, knowing that your body changes every single week and your body needs different nutrients every single week. And if you're just eating blindly, eating whatever you feel like eating, I'm gonna eat these, you know, these chips and cookies and candy bars and pies and cakes and all this stuff, ice cream, that I'm talking about myself, by the way. When we are not aware or as mindful or in tune with our bodies, we tend to choose awful things sometimes because we just don't know. We just don't. If we could see what was happening in our bodies every time we consume something, I think we would be like, okay, yeah, it's probably not a good idea because you would be able to see the effects of things, right? So that's just our physical body, but we also have our emotional body. Our emotions need our attention just as much as our physical body. So when we suppress everything, when we try to hold things in, when we try to bite our tongue, when we try to dismiss things, when we're feeling shameful about how we're really feeling inside, when we are just feeling all the things, whether it's jealousy or envy or feeling like we're not good enough or low self-worth and all of these things that we carry on our backs, we carry that and we internalize that and it shapes our reality. It shapes who we are. It shapes the relationships that we build with people. It blocks us from opportunities. It blocks us from love and abundance. And it blocks us from being the woman that we're really designed to be. Now, the fascinating thing about us as women, and I'm going to talk about this throughout the series, but the fascinating thing about us as women is that we get that opportunity every single month when we go through our different phases of our cycle. And when we get to that last week, and you know what I'm talking about, a lot of us call it PMS or PMDD, and we are feeling all the feels and all this stuff starts coming up and our emotions just feel all over the place and we're angry sometimes. Like I have gone through that in the past and it wasn't really until I learned this information that I was able to be like, okay, because I would be confused, you know, it would seem like what I was feeling was valid. It would feel like, you know, if I was really angry towards this person, it seemed valid at the time. But then afterwards, I didn't feel that anger. I didn't feel frustrated. And I would be confused, like, how do I really feel? You know, is it that I'm just crazy during this time? Or do I really feel this way to this person and I'm suppressing it? Which one is it? I don't know. And the truth is, whatever you suppress is going to come out during that week because your brain, your body, what you hold inside wants to be released because we're stepping into becoming a new woman every single month because we get that opportunity to bring a new life. And so we cannot carry all of those negative emotions that we've been holding in, that we've been, oh yeah, it's okay. Oh, it's fine. Oh no, I really don't feel like that. Oh no, I'm good. I'm fine. You know, when we are not authentic with ourselves throughout the whole month, oh, trust me, you will become more authentic that week, where everything is being released, right? So we go through this natural detox and we detox naturally, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And it can be really scary sometimes because you feel like you don't know where this stuff is coming from. But if we work with ourselves, one, whenever we do see what's coming up for us, like we have these thoughts, and I know for me, it changes every month, or maybe there's a few months where I'm still feeling the same way during that last week of my cycle where I'm just like, oh gosh, no one cares about this. No one wants to do that. Or I'm not good enough for this. Or da, 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 da. it's coming up for you to release it. It wants to be gone. It wants to be released because it's not serving you. Those beliefs are subconscious and they kind of run the show in the background. And you don't realize it because you have so much more serotonin and dopamine that is higher throughout the month. So when that drops and you're kind of left with the bare bones, it's like, well, this is really how we feel. And this needs to go. So I'm bringing this attention towards you because if you're still feeling some type of way towards this person or this way about your situation, we have to release it because we're about to step into the new and we can't carry this when we are creating our lives or a life, right? I want you to be aware of that because it does impact our mental health. And I believe there are so many women that experience that. And when it's so severe, it can truly lead to women almost ending their lives because it is so severe. And people are confused. They're like, she was so happy. I don't understand what happened. You know, she seemed fine. When we are not in tune with ourselves, and we don't work with ourselves, it's going to come up in one way or another. So it's so important to be in tune with yourself holistically. And that's truly where my passion lies, right? So that's a big part of our mental and our emotional health. And so we have to learn how to work with that. And that's a big part of your feminine wellness as well. Now, the other piece to your feminine wellness is going to be your feminine energy. Now, when I say energy, it's such a vague, such an open word. Like, okay, well, what do you really mean about energy, right? What I mean is it's really that essence of yourself that can't be touched. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you carry yourself with yourself, not just outside in the world with other people, but how you move in life. It is how you take care of yourself. It's how you nurture yourself. So feminine energy is very much movement. There's a lot of movement when it comes to feminine energy. Feminine energy represents life. There is nothing static about feminine energy. It flows. It moves. It goes in directions that in the beginning you don't understand it, but then you see where it leads to. And it's like, wow, that's amazing, right? It's tuning in with your intuition. It's connecting deeper with your heart, with your emotions. It is your aura, your energy when you walk into a room and how people feel around you. It's the feeling you have about yourself and how people feel around you. That is what your feminine energy connects to. So we're going to really be diving in a little deeper onto all of these things throughout this series. So I hope that you're excited. We're going to talk about self-care for women in their 30s because I don't feel like there's enough information about that. We're going to talk more about cycle syncing, which has completely changed and saved my life in every way possible. I highly, highly, highly suggest cycle syncing. We're going to talk about balancing our feminine chakras as well. And there's going to be some amazing meditations in between. Now, some of my amazing, lovely ladies of the Love Tribe have joined in on the Feminine Wellness Challenge, and it is so amazing to be able to pour into yourself for 28 days to get familiar with that energy of how it feels to nurture yourself for a full 28 days, to take care of your womb space, your creativity, tap into your own beauty and your emotions and all of those things. It's just so wonderful. It's been an absolute joy to do this challenge. And if you did not get a chance to join us live, you can still do this challenge on your own. And I've created a full 28-day tracker for you as a Google Sheets tracker. So you can be able to plan out how you want to do your 28-day challenge. You can start over and do it again later on. You can create a vision board. You can do so much in Miss Tracker. I absolutely love it. It is so beautiful and it's even personalized. So you can choose like a little avatar that kind of resonates with you, right? So if you still want to do that challenge, just click the link below and it'll take you right to that planner. You can get that. You can also get, and I also will throw in a free 28 things to do guide that you can pull from for your feminine wellness challenge to do on your own. So you can do this at any time, even if you're not doing it live with us in March of 2024. So I just wanted to share that with you because I think every woman should be able to challenge themselves by not challenging themselves. Do you get what I'm saying? To challenge yourself to say, I'm going to pour into myself. I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to honor my body. I'm going to honor my emotions. I'm going to focus on how I feel. I'm not going to make myself feel guilty. I'm not going to call myself lazy. That's the challenge. That's the challenge, right? And I know so many of us are in different spaces. We're all going through something. Rather, we've lost someone, we're going through grief, maybe life has just been really hard, life has been really challenging. Maybe we're not grieving, or we don't think that we're grieving, but maybe we're just going through so much pressure right now with so many things hitting us. It can be hard to just get out of bed, let alone take care of yourself. So I wanted to truly come from my heart and give this to you as a woman to do those things for yourself, to inspire you to do those things for yourself and to take care of you, because we oftentimes take care of everything else but us. We're always last on the list and usually we're not taken care of either by others the way we have poured into the ones that we love or our work or our jobs or our communities or friends or family. It's rare that we continuously are fed back. And I want you to feed yourself for those 28 days at least. Get to know what it feels like to pour into yourself. Okay? All right. So I hope you're excited to learn more throughout this month and focusing on feminine wellness. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, thank yourself for showing up today and thank you for tuning in to Heartblend Podcast.